as far as forest health, I know you have some concerns about what's happening here.
I'm very concerned about the expansion of the territory that's devastated by bark beetles in Wyoming. It is not only in the Lincoln County area of Wyoming, in the Bridger-Teton National Forest, but in southern Wyoming, in the Medicine Bow National Forest. In fact, it is devastating many areas of our national forests. It is absolutely imperative that we address this problem. Some projections are that every single lodgepole pine in southern Wyoming and northern Colorado will be dead within about 7 or 8 years. It is that serious.
Wow. Do you have anything in the works to address that specifically, or is this just kind of a general alert at this point?
I have invited my subcommittee out for field hearings in Wyoming, and yesterday they agreed to do that. So we will be providing a firsthand look for members of Congress at the actual devastation caused by our failure to get in front of this bark beetle problem.
Has there been a time schedule for that? Or?
There has not, but as you know, this summer will be prime opportunity to schedule that hearing, and if it ends up being somewhere near your area, we will definitely be in touch to let you know.
Very good. We'll keep an eye out. Well, I've got some questions in a lot of different areas, if you don't mind me bouncing around a little bit.
But we can bounce around all you want
okay.
for the next 10 minutes.
Okay. I'll keep an eye on the clock. I guess also a forest issue. We've been keeping a pretty close eye on this NOREPA bill. I know you were working to hold that in committee. Is there any progress there?
We have not seen further action on the NOREPA bill in committee. I hope that means that the bill is not going to be considered further this session. We had one of Wyoming's great county commissioners, Joel Bousman from Sublette County, here in Washington testifying on the ramifications to individuals and to businesses at large who reside and recreate and work in the area that would be affected by the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act. This act would lock up more than 24 million acres of land in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. It is very extensive, and I strongly encourage your Wyoming and Idaho listeners to be vigilant about this bill's future and helping us kill it. It is not the way we need to go. We take good care of our lands. We are good stewards of our lands and have a particular love for them as we live there, recreate there, and work there.
Very good. Bouncing again, I've seen a report that indicated the Highway Trust Fund was going broke this week. Is that your understanding? Or?
This is the year for reauthorization of the Highway Trust Fund and the overall transportation program for the next 5 years. It is critical that we address highway infrastructure as part of that five-year reauthorization. Consequently, although I'm not on the Transportation Committee, we've been working hard on issues, first with air transportation and then moving into roads and bridges in the next several weeks.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. I guess along with that, there's WIDOT is looking at the idea, at least, of an I-80 toll road, and I hear that Congress is considering the possibility of more gas tax. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Federal gas taxes are used for federal highways. Part of the problem that places a financial strain on highway funding is members of Congress raid it for other purposes. They raid it for public transportation systems and highway beautification efforts that are worthy in and of themselves but should be funded separately from the highway fund. When we pay federal gas taxes, we expect that they will be used to keep our roads in working order, and we should be able to continue to have that expectation. Consequently, it will be very important as the Highway Trust Fund is replenished that we ensure that those funds are used specifically for highways. And I can tell you, as an aside, the majority party in Congress these days is looking at a plethora of tax increases, among which is an increase in the federal gas tax. Also, I'm wishing at this point that more of the stimulus package had money in it for roads and bridges. There was so much talk at the beginning of Congress about stimulating the economy through infrastructure growth around the country. And the Republicans had a bill that I co-sponsored that would have placed more money into infrastructure and less into ongoing government programs in the stimulus bill. So this was a lost opportunity that we will need to make up for now as the transportation package goes through Congress. It really went astray.
Let's see. What else is on my list here? And I am not too familiar with this. That had to do with the Forest Service changing its cost share for firefighting with counties. Anything new going on that way that might impact the counties?
I am not. I did support the FLAME Act, which would hopefully provide more funding for local firefighting capabilities. Mm-hmm. So I am unaware of Mr. Crapo's concern that cost sharing may not be as we hoped it would. I'll have to check into that further.
Okay, good enough. And I think just a kind of a personal question here at this point. I've been, I guess I shouldn't say surprised, but it's been interesting to notice that you have really been kind of selected as a spokesman for the party, as it were, on a number of these interview shows and so forth. Has that surprised you at all? Or?
To a certain extent, the attention of national media outlets on freshmen has been a surprise. And like the rest of my freshman colleagues, I've had an opportunity to have a presence on national news media. I think that they're really interested in why those of us who ran chose to run in such a tough economic environment, and also why we were elected. And so there's, I think, just sort of a curiosity among the national media about our opinions and how they might differ from certainly the Republican Party of 10 years ago and the overall feeling of the Democrats as well. I'm happy for Wyoming because it gives me
Absolutely.
A chance to discuss the issues that are important to constituents in my state. It's given us a venue to talk about energy, oil and gas development, the environment, about national trail systems, about health care, about gun rights, and Wyoming's solutions to those problems. One of the things that I ran on was that Wyoming common sense is just what's needed in Washington. And so the opportunity to occasionally express what Wyoming solutions are has been a real treat.
Excellent. Good. Is there anything else at all that we can do to help you?
You know, right now we are debating the national energy tax, which is being called cap and trade. But that issue is misnamed when it's called cap and trade. It truly is a national energy tax that will be passed through to every American who switches on a light bulb or pulls up at a gas pump. It will have an enormous impact, particularly in Wyoming, where so much of our electricity is generated from coal. The bill would provide that we will reach certain levels by the year 2050 in our emissions. And it will not be possible to make those goals unless we completely pull some of America's hydrocarbon sources of energy out of the equation. The problem is there is not adequate technology within some of the renewables to replace it. So it ends up just being a huge tax on the American consumer of energy without attendant benefits to the environment. It is the wrong approach. Unless China and India are on board with us, there are no environmental benefits. And, of course, they're trying to emerge as first-world economies from third-world economic status, and it takes energy to do that. So I'm of the opinion that among the best things we could do to really help our environment is to encourage and help the Chinese have the same available control technologies to address their pollution problems as we currently have in America, as we continue to develop clean coal technologies and clean energy technologies in our traditional sources of power, as well as having solar and wind and more nuclear, which is absolutely pivotal because of its lack of carbon emissions.
I'm running out of my 10 minutes, but that reminds me of another question very quickly. I heard that there had been a research grant for oil shale in Sweetwater County. Are you familiar with that? Sure.
You know, I am not familiar with that, but that would be a real blessing. Shale oil and shale gas are so voluminous in this country that if we are able to extract them through technologies that are protective of the environment, we can more than satisfy America's energy needs without ever needing to return to Saudi Arabia or foreign sources of energy. We can produce enough energy for this country right here on the North American continent with our friends and allies, the Canadians, as an important trading partner. So I am very pleased whenever I hear that America, being the United States and Canada, are in a position to produce its own energy as opposed to importing it from halfway around the world.